Thursday night, Orla Gimel Shlatt, Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tezayin. We really chazed over the whole Perek Tezayin yesterday. We'll start now from the paragraph, I think, Omnom. We'll start from Omnom Adibri HaRashba B'chidushov. Omnom. From the Rashba, we're going to see that he doesn't hold like Tosfos that you could rely on Chazaka Isha Mizana Bedekas Mizana. Why? Shekosov is all shown Avol Hecha the Rov Psulin. The Rashba writes that Rov Psulin the Vlad is Mams of Adai. So Mashvilo Kamams of Adai Mashvilo the Ruba the Araisa. Elam came bot Gresimo. I remember we learned about I looked around by Arusa Sheibra, maybe not. She said right, we didn't. Bahayuvda the Oros, the Omromine. She said it was from him. Now, that's a heck of a lot of Roy Psul in that slaw. But she said it was his child, he's the father. Which is the equivalent of saying, Le Kosher, right, that the kid's Kosher. And there it certainly wrote Psul. The Omromine, the Omru Halacha Krama Gamliel. The Rashba says it's kamachza al machza, right? So we'll see. So he brings on the story in Ksubis that the Arusa was Mu'ubaris. And she said that the father was the Oris. And the Gemara says that Lamaisa we paskal Gamma Gamliel, so the kid's kosher. Uporich. The Gemara asks, if you go through the sugya there, it turns out how, although the din is that she's Neman by Roy Psulin, but like halacha lemaisa, you should only do by roif ksherim. Halacha lemaisa. So the Gemara asks on that. Uporich v'omer avidu mashmuel halacha krama gamliel. It's we talk a paskin krama gamliel. Avatle teveruvda. You don't do halacha lemaisa. Adika roif ksherim. V'hocha roif psulin eslo. So you know it was a story. It wasn't just a theoretical discussion. So it certainly is Roy Psulim by Arusa Shebra. So why did they halacha lemaisa paskin that the kid's kosher? Ayin Shabri Medame B'Shas Orus Lahaid the Roy Psulim. In other words, the Gemara doesn't use it's Roy Psulim. I mean, the fact that there's an Orus and to the Orus it's like more Mustavra that he it was him. Is not used in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't bring that up. By Medame B'Shas Orus Lahaid Deroif Psulin. V'chivin de Gabi Orus Enu Ela Kamachzo Neged Ruba de Alma. That's what the Rashba says. That it's the Rashba says that we the Rashba that he quoted before that, that he cited before that, said that it blibes Machzo Machzo. Umishum de Orus Hatera. So it's more mustavra that happens. It's 50-50. Uchamoy shekosov harashba. Vuad din berol psulim. But the Gemara Tzush tells it and says you shouldn't have said that the child's kosher based on Rama Gamliel because it's roif psulim. Wait. Vuad din berol psulim. Adi de chazoka de bodekas umezane. So in other words, the tzushtel of the Gemara is that every row psulim, according to Tosfos, is really a suffix of machza or machza because of the bedekas of mezane. So when it says atlei teveruv de berama gamliel until there's roif ksheir, not by roif psulim, it's saying that really that machza or machza is not enough. Because by Dekas and Mazana makes it into Machzal Machzal, which is the equivalent of the Orus of the Orus also is Machzal Machzal because of the Svara, the logic, that it was probably the Orus, because he is, by him it's Hatera, you know, except for this is Drabonon, but it's basically Hatera. So therefore the Gemara makes the comparison. Even the Beroi Psulim, lo avdina kram gamlia lav agav da yedei chazoka bedekas umazane havalei kamachza vavalei sofik shokul, but still lemaisa, bottom line, don't do bepoil like rabbi gamliel adika roif ksherin velo ishori adika roif ksherin v'yem kein ba'orus nami davalei kamachza lo avdina uvdus. He's just explaining for the Gemara in the light of the Rashba. So the Gemara, like you read the Gemara, it doesn't mean machzor machzor, but it turns out that it's vita good, because according to Tosfos, every roif psulin is machzor machzor because of the isha mezana bedekas mezana. The Shmaitzer learns it brings it up to the level only of machzor machzor, and that's like the Rashba's description of the orus, which is also machzor machzor. Umasik mishum dahavalei kidiyevid. That hora'ah, that you don't do like Rama Gamliel by Roif Psulin, is l'chatchila dikudin. Rama Gamliel certainly said it even by Roif Psulin. It's l'chatchila. If a kohen asks what to do, you say you're not allowed to get married to this lady. But b'diyevid, you don't make him be megarish if she married her. Of course, nowadays everything's b'diyevid because he wants to marry her. That's called b'diyevid nowadays. I just summed up like 100-page articles that say that. Yeah.
You can hear an extra song?
Possibly not. I don't know. I don't know what they do. Because here you have the Chilainim, and I don't know what they do. I really don't. It's a good question. I'm sure that it happens all the time, and no one says boo. I don't know. I'm not acquainted here with what goes on. Good question. It would be interesting to find out, right? But the Evid, once she marries the Kohen, I know by food everything's okay. They'd rather the Rabbanim in charge of the marriages are much more attacker, more on the wall, more on top of things, more machmir. Sometimes they're so machmir that they make the people crazy.
Set up other organizations now.
What?
They daft other competing organizations to be making all kinds of things.
It's very hard when you have 90% of the nation not from. You're riding a wild horse and you're trying to tame it. It's very hard. So some very ehrlichly hold that it's best to just be making in every situation. I mean, that's the Cheshvan Rabbanut too, with the food. But that's Lagabe's standards. It's inexcusable to not keep to their own standards. The reason to have low standards is a good reason. They want to have a low common denominator standard that gives a basic level of kashrus for the whole country, for the army. That's wonderful. It really is good. The taina on them is not the low standard. The taina is that they don't even keep to their standard. Which is what happens when you have a low standard. If you're Erlich and you're Ishma, history shows that the people that adopt a lower standard, L'shem Shemayim, usually end up violating their own low standard. That's my opinion. Because they don't really... Because they feel like they're doing something wrong. So like, Hoyo Vishtri, Ishtri.
There's a lot of people who hold that they keep kosher, just... They might not if it wasn't so easy. I'm saying like traditional type people in Israel.
Anyway, so we don't do like Rabbi Gamliel l'chatchila if the Kohen wants to know if he can marry her, but once they're married, you don't make him be megarish her. Now, by Arusa, it's always b'diavad, because she needs a get. she would need a get. So the Arusa, it's always with the Eved wait. So then why does the Brim Kane always have the Kamakalin? Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. Mishum Nahavalei Kid the Eved. That's the Gemara's teretz, because she's, you would need him to give her a get. So you would need, you, right, he would have to give her a get. So that's Kid the Eved. Okay. Good. V'chivon. But now, now he's summing up what he came to answer. In other words, he's putting forth now the proposition that Tosis's Bedekas and Mazana only makes it 50-50. He just like took a detour to explain the Gemara that it works out beautifully according to the Rashba, that Arusa She'ibra is also called Mechza al-Machza, even though it's overwhelmingly wrote Sulim, but because of the Rashi Besvara, it's Machzor Machzor. So that's what he's saying now. But now he's going back to his original thesis, his original premise. That's why, if you remember that Kash of the Rama Gamliel, Olam Leibori, Tafilu chad sveik anami machsh. If you remember, he said, why didn't the Gemara say a bigger chiddush, that Rabbi Gamliel holds that the bori is good even keneged roif psulim? Mapitom, it only says that b'mokum chad sofek, it's mutter. So the answer is now, he's saying, because roif psulim actually just boils down to a sofek. It's not, because, thanks to Boitekos and Mazanim. Shemoch Yom B'Shas, Rama Gamliel, Olam Leibori, Tafilu B'Chad Sveika Nami Machshir, Dal Yidei Chazoka, D'Bedekas, Havalei Sveika. Yeah, now, and it's also, it's the Bori, not the Bedekas of Mazana. Right, he's killing two birds at once, he's answering both kashas. It's talking about Bedekas of Mazana. The Bedekas of Mazana just makes it onto the level of Machzol Machzah, so that's not the ultimate reason of Rama Gamliel. The ultimate reason is because in the suffix of Machza al Machza, she's saying Bori. So that's what he says. If Yemeinu Ta'enes Bori, and Taka, if she wouldn't say Bori, Uchadoy Sheinu Lefoneinu, Filu Bori Tzulim Lahavi El Sofek, right, it's only Sofek, Mishum Dali Dei Chazoka, the Beitek is only Sofek Shoku, Bavali Machza al Machza. So it would only be a suffix. Okay. Imagine, you know, it's so complicated nowadays. Because, again, I'm going to, my experience in America, you have a woman come, she wants to marry a Kayan or any Stuki, a kid. Oh, hell. Reb David Cohn was the place, Reb David Cohn in Brooklyn was the place, is the place for Ohel. But he would turn to us sometimes, you know, to research a shiloh. So you had a lot of cases that there was no bori, because the mother wasn't around anymore. The kid knew, they knew from the papers that it was a pnuyah shebra, and the mother's not saying bori. And the question is, okay, usually it's roif sheirim, but it gets complicated. He's not going into the whole sugya. You end up, you need two rows. You need roif city, you need roif. You need two rows to be machshel lechatchila. But you don't have a bori. It's quite common you don't have a bori that she's not around, because you're dealing with the child that grew up now, wants to get married. Okay. Amna. So, wait a second. So what's he saying now? He said two things. First of all, it's Taka the Bori that does it, not the Bedekas of Mazana. And this point is that if there's no Bori, right, it's a Sufik. Even if it's right Psulim, it's only a Sufik Mamzer. That's the Rashba's point. Omnam and Divya Rashba Bechidush of Shekosav. But the Rashba says that by Roy Psulim, Avalecha Dika Roy Psulim, Kamamzer Vade Mashvilo Ruba Di Araisa. Elim Kain Botkus Imo. I forgot already. What did the Rashba say? Why is she Neman connected a robe? I will have the right Sulu from Azavadi Master Dubidi Raisa. He didn't say. What? Yeah, but why? But that's the Beis Shmuel's kasha. Why should Rashi didn't say why? Does the Rashi talk about why she should be Nemun? There's only one that tells us something else. So Maximi Yekshev telling him. I'm reading now from the Rashi on the previous page. The Ruba de Araisa. Elam came but Kwasim of Armala Koshin of Aldi. But does the Rashi say why? No. Not yet. Maybe the Shemaitre now is going to discuss it. But by Arusa Sheibro, oh, he's not. She's not. If she doesn't say bar, it's machzal machzu automatically. Okay. Omnam divi Rashi bechadushim shekosuv zel lashon al lechad roi psulim kamam zavale mashi lo druv di raisa elam ken bot guasimo. Well, for sure not like the shmeitza, because he's talking about a ruva di isa. Come on. And he's calling it Mamzavadai. He's also not explaining why she's Nemon. Let's see. I enjoy Pergas or Yuchsu Bechidushot. Bechidu the Sphere Lay. Oh, he doesn't say. Bechidu the Sphere Lay. Dechidu the Sphere Lay. Mamzavadai. Women are Torah also be Israelis. Al Kachasach Loimed. The Sphere Lay. Kasvaras Atoisis. The Chazok of Idekas Umazane. Which would make it into a Suffolk Mamza. Right? The name of Chazok. I feel the Loinim Deka Imoi. You don't have to ask her. If you have a chazok, isha mezana, b'dekas mezana, she doesn't have to be sitting here telling you that she was. So midei sfeik oloi nafka, chmoi shekosavti. Okay. He doesn't hold of that tesis. He doesn't hold of that. That's a point. V'gam sfir lei l'arash, but afilu noid da'i oz la'i l'gabayu, another mitigating factor to make it at least into Sofek Mamza would be the possibility that she went to him, thereby negating the Roi Psulim because of the dinner called Kavua Chamach Sal Machzul Domi. The Rashi doesn't take that into Cheshbon. She's saying why? Umishum, this is already the reason. Umishum, why does the Rashba call it Mamzavadai? Umishum, the Mashalei Brei Fasulim, the Svek Sveker. He holds it's the Svek Sveker Luchumra. Safek Dilma Azla Inu Lagaba. If he went to Horus, it's called the Porish Meruba Porish. Probably called the Porish Meruba Porish. Vimten Soloimar Azla Iyu Lagabayu. Maybe he's Possel. I mean, it's Machsal Machsal, but maybe he's Possel. Tagavna Nami. Okay. They say with his Reif Ksherim, she ends up with a Svek Sveka Lakula. Maybe he went to her and there's a Reif Ksherim. And even if she went to him, but maybe he's kosher. That's by Reif Ksherim. So by Reif Psulim, the Rashba calls it a Vadei Mamza. Because a Svek Sveka, even though you have a Cheshbon, maybe she went to him. But you have a Svek Sveka Lachumra. Well, if he did a Rashba, Deicha de loy niftaka imei b'rei psulim havalei mamza vaday v'mkein tzorech loy medalesley ha-chazok ad-boi g'egles u-mazana chamoy shekasafti u-mahani b'dikas imo afilu neged rov mamish. Why? V'mkein maishnaga b'shvuya deinem en menes v'shum d'rei prutzum v'arayos. So she's not named to say loy nevalti. Okay, I would say they're stronger than a Roy because she's in their power. They can do what they want with her. All right, but she's saying Loi Nevalti L'maisa. But anyway, it's a good kasha without the tzushtel teshvuyah. Why should she be neman? If the kids and moms are vadai because of roi psulim, which Rashba says explicitly, so why in the world should she be neman? Not why in the world. I can think of reasons. You can say erech neman bisurin, and it doesn't have a dinner tovish b'erva. It's called erech neman bisurin. So we'll see. Just what I just said. I said she can be nama because of Eidech and nama be sur. I just threw it out. I said, maybe he'll say that. Maybe he'll end up saying that. But the Gemara says the word bari, which is anyway a weird framework. Bari is a weird framework. Bari is a framework you usually have when two bali dinim are fighting over something. You don't find bari by Isurit. But the Gemara says, Olam Le Bari. The truth is, Rabbi Gamliel himself appears in the Mishnayos in a fight between the man and wife about the Ksuba. Right? There's like 3-4 Mishnayos in a row. Yud Bezu Mit Bezu, Yud Gimel Amit Aleph. No, it's the first one's talking about the Ksuba. If it should be 200 or 0 or 200 and 100. The next one is Mukasets and Drusa Sish, which is also talking about the Ksuba. Then comes the Mishnah about Re'uha Medaberes, the Mechad. Right? So there, and the Kashin of Aldi. But it certainly is nice to say all the Rambam Gamliel's Alashitasos and all the Rishua's Alashitasos. But it's not clear the framework of. The chayru is of a heta shayla for bari. Okay, but upon him, we're not up. I'm jumping way ahead of the game. The question is, why is the Rashba hold she's neman? What's the pshat that she's neman? But roi psulim is a very, very, very primary kasha. We're back to the original question of the Beis Shmuel. Why is she neman by roi psulim? Now the Rashba says explicitly by roi psulim it's vaday mamzer, not like the shmeitzer. That by a Rubidisa come on is still called Sufik Mamzer. He says very explicitly that it's a Vade Mamzer. So then he might just focus on why is she Neman. Umaishna Hai Ruba Mehai Ruba VMK my tiris from Gamliel Maishna Muberis Meshvuya. What's the terrace to that? Ubitoisus Mishumhochi Machalkin Bray Psulum Mishum Dachasaka Bray Dekas. That's what Tais's jumping off point to talk about Isha Mazana Bedekas and Mazanim. That we don't believe Labori Dido. That's she would have to say Loit Navalti. She's not going to say Lakosha Navalti if she's captured by the Goyim. We do believe. So what's going on? Why do we believe her? And what's the difference between this and Shvuya? The Chol de Porish, Meruba Porish. Dana Roy Detalia Besvara. No, that's coming back to that svara. Yeah, but that's he held that's a reason to say it's only a suffix. The Rashba calls it Vadai. Let's see what he says. Ella Dat Toyra Omalelech Basaruba Beloimet to call the Porish Maruba Porish. The Loch the Leah Sapirish Menamuth Beloimet Amruba. My Shangan Beshvuya, the Rav Nochim Krutzim, Havale Royva called Nochri Venochri, Havale Ruba Detalia Besvara, Ubehechra Shanivala. So what's he doing here? He's using the svara. Enochanami, the Rashba, does not hold of the svara to make it mamza sofek. The Rashba holds if you have a psakov called the porish, meruba porish, it's mamza vadai, but he's still using his svara about the inherent weakness, we'll call it, of Ruba de Issa Kamon, that it's not, we'll call it logical, we'll use it to explain why she's Neman, at least in contradistinction to her lack of Nemanus by the Shvuya. By the Shvuya, That's called a roiv and svara, that they had their way with her. So if she says loy nevalti, she's fighting a roiv and svara. It's a weird svara. You should be moichel me, because you're not dealing with, you know, if you categorize Ruba de Issa come on and Ruba de Lesser come on, and you want to say that Ruba de Issa come on is more of a din, a legality, and Ruba de Lesser come on is more of a svara. Okay, but by shvuya, you mean roiv nocher and prutzum barayas is a. But she's saying loy nevalti. I mean, roiv prutzum barayas, so they forced themselves upon her. Okay, that's a ruba de lesser come on. So she's not neman. Anyway, that's what he says. That's the chiluk. She's neman. So this ups the chiddush. Keeping score, that he used the svara to say that kol deporish was not a mam zavadei, it's a mam zasafek, and therefore it's really mutter midiraisa, and that's why she's neman. That's what he said in the last parak. Now he's using the svara to explain the Rashba why she's neman against the ruba de isa kamon of roiv psulin, even though the Rashba holds that the roiv is powerful enough to create Mamza Vadai, but still she's Naman if she goes against the Roiv. It's like she's Naman, but welcome the Roiv. Why? Because the Roiv is not a Roiv in Svara. She says. But she's not Naman connected the Roiv by Ruba the Lesser come on, because that's a Roiv in Svara. So he uses that Svara to give a different chilek when she's Naman and when she's not Naman. And a chalami. Is she still the mom's of Vadai if she doesn't come step forward? But when she does, she'd be Naman. Okay, that's what he's suggesting. Shuv, he's going to answer the kasha a different way. Shuv reisi b'shita mukubetzes, soif perek kamad d'ksubis, b'hod d'porach hamas nisin, d'tinoik eshenenso. That's, I told you, the last mission in the first perek talks about an oinus. An ones, tinoike shenenso, imroiv masiyam the kuna, tinoise the kuna. If there's a roiv kshayim in the town, we're talking about lagabe she herself, if she's mutin out of a koyin. So if there's roiv kshayim in the town.
So you don't need a double roiv here in this case? Like you
were. I don't remember that. The Gemara works it out. Maybe you do have a double roiv. Double roiv usually means roiv of the city, and it's like Grand Central Station. You know, so you have roiv people passing through, or also roiv ksherim, if that's the case. I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was called, I don't know, I don't remember. Maybe she was married, it was called the Evid. You don't need two roivs when it's with the Evid. I don't remember, but the Gemara definitely talks about it. Or the parakha maslis, yeah. Uparakha lomani, ira megamliel, a filibroi psulim. Oh, so the Shita asks, Ikala Medak, what do you mean? Maybe Ram Gamliel is based on Bedekos Mazana, but Roy Psulim. Here was Bainus, there's no Bedekos Mazana. Ikala Medak, Dumar Ram Gamliel, he had Kalayashab Roy Psulim, Elab Mazana Maritsona. But they can't go chayish on the kilkul zara. Okay, it's like a new svara, a svara. That by Nansa was known already, so she had admitted. So there she's neman. It's a little counterintuitive. Hold on. Since everybody knew about it, so she's not ashamed to say she was nivel. So she's believed to say the kashin of Alti. Mashiach by Shvuya, if she would say the kashin of Alti, she would be embarrassed to say that. She'd rather say loin of Alti. Penirim midivir arashba dolay asinon alav mishum bedekas umazane. As I say it, elam mishum dechayshus lekul kuzarot, kivin yadu ashe nivala. Ubeshvuya, kivin den yadu am nivala, she's ashamed to say nivala. Loi chayshi lekul kuzarot. Still doesn't answer the basic question of why she's Naman B'mokam Mary Psulim. Okay, so we'll go with what the Rashba said before, because it's not a Raven Svara, so she's Naman.
But even in that case, is it still Mom's Rada, according to the Rashba?
According to the Rashba, yeah. Not if she says kosher, then she's Naman. She's Naman in the face of it being Mom's Rada. If they get married illegally. My sister died in order that she can marry. Okay, so the ship was around the Rashba that keeps talking about that why she wouldn't lie. Because she's chayshus to Kukul Zara. So if he said he checked her out, that's good enough. Even by Rav Psulim. He doesn't really come to grips with the Shaila of Rav Psulim, other than to say that in Svara, she's Naman, I guess. What did we say? Because I mean, Lamaisi says a pshat. He says because it's she's them. So he said it's not a raven svara. So you know, so against the Rostama. In other words, he's saying she's them against the raif. That's what he's saying. It's a little strange to me. Even if the raif creates such a vaday that you have mamza vaday, right? And like that's a very high level of vados. And still, he says she's them on a bori. Okay.
Then that just brings it back, or would bring it back down to Mamzai.
If she doesn't say the kosher devotee, they try not what to say, don't worry. It's a problem. She has no idea the kosher, not the kosher, what does she know? There's no anything nowadays. And the irony is, as I said, the irony always is. And when it comes to Mamzeris, so saying she was nibbled to the guy is the Lakoshan of Alti that we're looking for. But you certainly don't have a Dekas and Mazana, according to most Achrayim. You could say you do, she looks for a guy so that the kid shouldn't be affected.